Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I have watched Lamar get tackled more one-on-one this year than I have in his whole career. I think he's got two runs this year that have gone for longer than 10 yards. Lamar Jackson. So you're just not seeing him make people miss in space as a runner. Designed runner scrambles, nearly what we have in the past.
Well, that's Ann Orlovsky talking about Lamar and how much we've seen him run. Ed, do you think something is either broken or do you think the injuries have added up?
Well,
is there something else?
Something's wrong.
Yeah.
He does not look like himself. And the problem is, you know, if you speak about this, and I think we have to. It's pretty obvious. The whole country's talking about it. There's something not right. He doesn't look like Lamar Jackson. So people are like, they were expecting, you know, oh, just it's haters. I'm definitely not a hater.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he's one of the best players I've ever seen. I love the guy. But it's not the guy I'm used to seeing. He's missing receivers. Forget the running. He's not running that well. But he's just not throwing well. He's a really good passer.
Yeah. I mean, look, I sit here. I do think something's off. I think he's dealing with some injuries. I mean, look, he's missed some practices. I don't think that stuff's BS. The fact that it was moving around, I don't know if it's one singular injury because he said his hamstring feels fine. Is he overcompensating for something? I don't know. But he does – to score 14 points against the Bengals, even if you came out and threw the ball 60 times, I still think you should score 30 points on that defense.
Yes, everybody else did.
Easily.
They were giving up 33 a game.
So, there's got to be something that's a little bit off. I don't know that he's broke. Like, the way that some people are making it sound like, and here's the other part of this. You goofballs that said, oh, I told you he's going to get hurt and he never amount to nothing. The cats that are coming out of the woodwork now to go, I told you running quarterbacks always get hurt. Shut up.
Exactly.
Go back to your shanties. Go back to the holes that you were in. Stupid ass people, man.
Yeah.
I told you he'd get hurt. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's up, man?
Hold on. Hey, what's going on? Good morning.
What's up, man?
Ain't nothing much, man. How y'all doing? How was your holidays?
Good. All right. Got us on speaker?
My bad's off now. Hey, no. I'm handling some business, man. I tried to call through Friday, right? But I had terrible phone reception in Aruba, right? Wanted to talk about...
man, that's a humble brag.
I wasn't bragging, man. I normally call y'all when I'm away, though, regardless of what's going on, especially when the Cowboys... You know, and have a big win like that. But
Cowboys, right?
Yeah, I heard you. Yeah, I heard. I was listening to the line. You only want to pick the Cowboys, you know. Good job, Ed.
Hold on, I said they were a live dog, but I did pick the Chiefs.
but listen, man, something about this Cowboys team this year, man. It got 1995 written all over this thing again, man.
It does?
It's just like, you don't think so? Like with the way the defense is coming together?
I mean, in a word, no, I don't think so. I don't think that. Again, this Thursday night, are you going to Detroit?
Yeah, I'll be there. Definitely be there. You know that, man. You know.
It's a huge game.
But no, it's a huge game, but this is my last stadium I need to see, too. And I scratched all the 30-plus stadiums off my list, though. So I got to be there for this one, though. But yeah, it's definitely a huge game, elimination game, I think, for both teams. Whoever loses this, it's definitely done, most likely.
The Lions are on the outside looking in right now, aren't they?
Yeah, they definitely are. Yeah, so. And Cowboys are right below them. But I think the Cowboys need to run the table. And the Lions just has been playing great lately. Something about this team is a fraud. You know, so I think the Cowboys pull it off. And after the Lions game, you look at the Cowboys' schedule, though, they can definitely run this table, though, you know, when I'm speaking to it. And I don't think teams want to, you know, none of these NFC teams want to see the Cowboys in the playoffs, though, the way they've been playing and gelling together now.
Hey, so, Dak's looking good, actually. Yeah. I gotta give it to him.
I mean, Dak's an MVP candidate as long as they keep winning.
Yep.
Yes, for sure, man. You know, we got Pickens, and hopefully they can –
That's what I just told Ed, for sure.
I hope Jerry do the right thing and sign Pickens, man, because he's the true number one on that team. Lamb has just fallen off.
Oh, man, stop it.
He can't catch nothing, though.
God, man, you guys with your recency bias, because Pickens had a good game here recently, that CeeDee Lamb's done. CeeDee Lamb is the best receiver on that team.
Now he's saying now you're saying CeeDee Lamb. Before you were saying, CeeDee Lamb, Justin Jefferson, and Jamal Chase is better than CeeDee Lamb.
Well, that's true. They're not on that team with him. The only other receiver on that team with him that's worth a salt is Pickens that we're going to talk about. Lamb's better than those guys. He's not better than the other guys on the other teams you just listed. But he is a top five, top ten receiver, depending on how you want to stack him up. There's no question. So
Yeah, I definitely agree, man.
Do you think Lamar's broke?
I don't know how it's going on with Lamar, man. You know, we got to get it together. And I'm surprised about that line. We 5-point favorites against the Steelers.
5.5,
5.5? I'm not too sure about that, man. To be honest with you, though.
The Steelers think too, Rashawn. Hey, Rashawn, we got to run. I appreciate the phone call, man. But yeah, like I'm not surprised. If you guys have watched the Steelers this year, and I know everybody's watched the Ravens closer, that's your team, and then you're down on them with the way that they've played the past couple weeks. The Steelers are lost. Offensively, defensively, like there's nothing on that team that you fear at all.
I know.
Like at all. Like their defense
has
been so bad.
It's odd to see that with them because you used to, you know, even when they're allegedly having down years, they're still a tough opponent.
Yeah. Let's go to Tim in Owings Mills. Tim, you're on the fan.
Hey. What's hey. Up?
Yes.
Did we lose you? You there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Oh, sorry about that. Yeah. I definitely don't think Lamar is broke. I mean, the injuries was definitely an issue and a problem that slowed him down. And I thought it would still be a problem until I saw this. I don't know if you saw this obscure X post where someone from Pittsburgh talked about Lamar being irrelevant, and he responded and said, "Say less." And he thought that meant that Lamar, he was inside Lamar's head. But that's around the way speak for, you know, I'm going to show up, and I'll let my play do the talking. So I think this weekend, mark my words, he's going to show up and he's going to be old Lamar again.
Appreciate it, man. I mean, we hope we see it because if you're not getting some semblance of the old Lamar, then I think this could be a rather short season, even if you get into the postseason. And that's the weird thing when you start looking at who you could end up playing, Ed. Remember we're talking about AFC Championship, Buffalo and Kansas City or Baltimore and Buffalo, whoever it may be. And all those teams are mid right now. They're as mid could be.
Yeah, it's funny, Rashawn talking about the Cowboys. I can't even make fun of it. Anything's possible right now. It's wide open.
I'm still going to make fun of it, but it's anything's possible. Sit here and say it's going to be like the 95 season. Seeing that. But, like, again, Cowboys got better on the defensive side. They have one of the best offenses in the league. It's not ridiculous to think that they could make a run in the NFC. It's not ridiculous to think they could win the NFC East. You split with the Eagles now, and you're playing better than they are.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.